Patricia KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly cloudy, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Partly cloudy for tonight, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, sunny skies, warmer temperatures right around the lower 60s. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 35. And Thursday, partly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 43.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989. This is Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. During a Senate hearing last week, Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts linked the state of the U.S. trade to the Farm Bill, remarking trade policy presents more challenges to the Farm Bill. Speaking at the Senate Finance Committee hearing with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, Roberts simply said it's not a good situation, and speculating that if Congress needs to add payments for farmers to reduce the impact of any trade retaliation, he said that would be another dust-up as lawmakers try to write a farm bill in the backdrop of severe budget situation along with low farm income. Roberts also, during the hearing, told Lighthizer that the top trade official's agenda must include a focus on returning the U.S. to a reliable supplier status. Roberts and the Ag Committee actively working on crafting the next farm bill. During field hearings held regarding the farm bill, farmers testified the need for continued strong export opportunities as well as business certainty from regulatory reform. Four organic groups filed a lawsuit against USDA and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue regarding the Organic Livestock Welfare Rule. Led by the Center for Food Safety, the groups say the decision to withdraw the rule was outrageous and unlawful, similar to what USDA called the rule. In a March 13th decision, USDA claimed the regulations could not be issued because the agency lacked the authority to regulate practices like animal space for livestock under the organic label. The regulations were finalized in the final days of the Obama administration. The groups say the rule would strengthen the minimum requirement for the care and well-being of animals on organic farms. But represented by the CFS Legal Counsel, the plaintiffs are the Center for Food Safety, Center for Environmental Health, COVID Oregon, and the International Center for Technology Assessment. Find more Ag news online anytime, AgView.net. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Mid-America Network News. An attempt to legalize medical marijuana was shot down by the Kansas House yesterday. Kansas lawmakers debated an amendment to allow the use of medical marijuana. The amendment was offered on a bill to legalize the sale and production of certain hemp-based products like CBD oils that do not contain THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana. Some lawmakers stated since the amendment was more than 100 pages, there wasn't enough time to properly vet it. A 25-year veteran of the Kansas prison system will take over as the warden of a maximum security prison that had multiple inmate disturbances last summer. Paul Snyder will become the warden at the El Dorado Correctional Facility on April 8th. He's currently a deputy warden at Winfield Correctional Facility and began his career in Kansas prisons as a corrections officer in El Dorado in 1993. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
Can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has signed a bill protecting the right of Native Americans to wear tribal regalia and other cultural objects at public events. The Lawrence Journal World reports the bill was sponsored by Representative Ponca Wee Victors. She contends some states have enacted similar laws in response to policies enforced at events like high school graduations, where officials sometimes insist on strict dress codes. The new law bars any state agency, school district, or local government from prohibiting any individual from wearing tribal regalia at events or meetings. Kansas legislators are trying to save a state law prohibiting state contractors from boycotting Israel after a federal judge blocked its enforcement. The state house passed a bill yesterday to narrow the law enacted last year so it would no longer apply to individuals or contracts worth $100,000 or less. The vote was 93-30 and sends the measure to the Senate. Enforcement of the law has been blocked since January. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Governor Ricketts has vetoed a bill that would give former Nebraska prisoners and jail inmates a chance to have a judge set aside their convictions once they've served their time. The governor said the measure would have applied to serious offenses such as murder, arson, and human trafficking, and that would undermine confidence in the criminal justice system. Nebraska already allows people who have spent time on probation to petition a judge to set aside their sentences. The American Civil Liberties Union of Nebraska is challenging the state's execution protocol in a new lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges that state officials approved a flawed lethal injection protocol without adequate public review and in violation of the state constitution's due process clause. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services has denied those allegations. The lawsuit was filed in Lancaster County District Court on behalf of Senator Ernie Chambers and Reverend Stephen Griffith. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported in Nemaha County late Sunday evening, 2 miles west of Seneca on U.S. Highway 36. Melissa Sloan, age 19, of Axtell, collided with Jerry Birdsley, age 48, of Centralia. The two sideswiped, and the Sloan vehicle went off a highway and rolled onto its side. Melissa Sloan was taken to the Seneca Hospital with possible injury. Jerry Birdsley was not injured. Investigation continues into the theft of a tow truck from Beatrice Speedway, involved in a brief pursuit 2 miles south of Beatrice Saturday afternoon. Authorities responded to a report the truck was being driven through a field near Southwest 32nd and Maple Roads. The truck was abandoned after a short chase and the driver fled. Anyone with information on the theft or the driver of the truck are asked to contact authorities. Beatrice Speedway also reported on social media that a four-wheeler was stolen. A Centralia man was arrested Saturday and charged with theft. Kirby J. Walls, age 54, reportedly stole a pickup from 524th Street in Centralia. The vehicle was found northeast of Seneca, and Walls was taken into custody. $5,000 bond was set for a Washington man, Francis Goodwin, who was arrested March 14th on pending charges of burglary, theft, and interference with a law enforcement officer. Kansas Department of Transportation announced approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects in Kansas, including 14.5 miles milling and overlay in Marshall County on K-99 North from the Beatty Junction to the state line. The $1.4 million project went to Schilling Construction of Manhattan. Sign-up is open for a Hunter Education course in Marysville April 6th, 7th, and 8th. Classes will be Friday evening, 6 until 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. until complete, and Sunday beginning at 2. Youth must be at least 11 years old. Sign up at the Marysville Police Station or phone Don Grove, 541-0061. The Hunter Education course is free. Advance registration is required and will be held in Marysville April 6th, 7th, and 8th. Larry L. Goodman, age 76, of Barnes, passed away March 22nd. A celebration of life service is planned Sunday, April the 8th, 2 p.m. at the Barnes Firehouse. Again, the date, Sunday, April the 8th, 2 p.m. at the Barnes Firehouse. Private interment at the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Larry Goodman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Build and design your dream home with Quality Homes of Summerfield. Come to their annual open house Saturday, April 1st from 10 to 4 and Sunday, April 2nd from 1 to 4. Meet their team, tour their model homes, and enjoy a bite to eat. Quality Homes has built custom homes for families in Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska for over 30 years. Visit them April 1st and 2nd in Summerfield. Built for life and built for you. Quality Homes.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this low pressure system off to our east, which is still going to bring cloudy skies across the area as we head through the day. And it looks like we'll see clearing skies for tonight and into tomorrow. It does look like we should see quiet weather all the way through the end of the week, and temperature wise, back up to the upper 50s and lower 60s as we head over the next several days. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to lower 30s. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 62. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 35. For Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun will see temperatures at 52. Thursday night, mostly cloudy in the lower 30s. And for Friday, mostly sunny skies. And that's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding. The best day of your life. But no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late March, 60, record high on this date, 85 in 1991. The average low, 37. The record low is 5 degrees in 1955. Sunset this evening, 7:41. Sunrise in the morning at 7:14.
Who couldn't use a few clever household spring cleaning tips? We will share some clever ideas for cleaning with salt on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 27th, the 86th day of the year. Pop diva Mariah Carey celebrates a birthday, and on this day in 1912, the first cherry blossom trees were planted in Washington, D.C. It's spring cleaning season, and our almanac readers have been chiming in with clever ways to clean with salt. To clean the inside of a glass jar or carafe, add crushed ice and a few teaspoons of salt. Swirl it around to clean hard-to-reach stains. Have a rusty cast iron skillet, clean it with a paste of salt and vegetable oil. Some folks suggest using a potato cut in half as a scrubber. And try this trick for cleaning dusty silk flowers. Put them in a paper bag with a few tablespoons of salt. Shake gently for 2 minutes and most of the dust will be gone. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Fascinating, captivating, stimulating, dominating, and with over 70 available safety and security features, the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass Trailhawk 4x4 is protecting you. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pay just $269 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. MSRP $29,790, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing expert. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at TwinRiv.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Final Four features favorites in Villanova, Kansas, and Michigan, along with an upstart in 11-seed Loyola Chicago. The regional finals ended up providing a bit of stability to a wild and upset-filled NCAA tournament, with 2 1-seeds headlining the teams in San Antonio. Meanwhile, the Atlantic Coast Conference missed on the Final Four for the first time since 2014, with Duke's loss to Kansas. Loyola Chicago's coach Porter Mosier will be the only coach in Saturday's Final Four in San Antonio who's not previously taken his team to the NCAA tournament's national semifinals. He says he's reaching out to his friends and associates looking for any advice on how to handle the week ahead. And Kansas coach Bill Self admits he's had more talented teams fail to reach the Final Four, and perhaps that's why this season has been so gratifying. Mid-America Network Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man versus Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials, like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting, just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties, just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
The Kansas City Royals starting rotation should offer tangible hope for Kansas City in 2018 with five reliable pitchers primed to take either the next step up or rebound from a disappointing 2017 campaign. The five on tap are Danny Duffy, Ian Kennedy, Jason Hamill, Nate Carnes, and Jake Junis. Opening day at Kauffman Stadium is set for this Thursday with Danny Duffy taking the mound at 3:15. The 2018 season is a very important one for the Kansas City Chiefs, and it can't be a rebuilding year where the team wins seven games and fans are given excuse after excuse of why next year will be different. This year needs to be a reloading season where Coach Andy Reid shows he has what it takes to win a Super Bowl. And in keeping with the Easter season, team owner Clark Hunt has put all his eggs into the Andy Reid basket. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O' Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landolanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O' Lanes.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado 1500, 2500, and Colorado pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier, a new Chevy Camaro, plus a new Buick Envision, Essence, and Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive today at Nordis Motors in Marysville.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
For over 50 years, Orchland Farm and Home has been your go-to for, well, just about everything. And Friday, March 30th from 6 a.m. to noon, get it all for less during our six-hour sale. Save $230 on a 5x8 trailer with gate only $499.99. And take 20% off 5-pound bags of grass seed. Take 25% off all leather boots and 24 packs of bottled water or buy one, get one free. The six-hour sale, Friday, March 30th. For more information or a location near you, visit us at OrchlandFarmHome.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Brighten up your day and celebrate Daisy Flower Month with a visit to your favorite florist. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Daisies are members of the largest plant family known as Asteraceae. Though we call the perky white bloom with the yellow center a flower, it's really a collection of flowers. The center of the daisy is a collection of tubular flowers known as disc florets. These are the less showy but fertile, reproductive parts of the flower that can produce seeds. The showy parts we call petals are really ray florets. Together, they make up the inflorescence known as a head or capitula. Now that you know what you're looking at, you may also be interested in knowing that daisy flowers stand for innocence and purity as well as new beginnings. So go out and buy a bouquet of daisies. Be sure to pick up a few extra flowers so you and the youngsters in your life can make a few daisy chain necklaces and crowns. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
It is a story of westward expansion and the inevitable confrontation of those heading west and those already on the land. The story is one told at this important city, and today's American Countryside is brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms.
For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Dr. Clay Johnson is president and CEO of the Garst Museum. Part of the story they tell here is the settlement of West Central Ohio.
We were at one time, it's hard to believe, Ohio was at the frontier of the United States. During this time, there was a very strong Native American presence. There were some white settlers.
But as more settlers headed west, tensions rose as those of European descent encroached on the lands once solely occupied by Native Americans.
Of course, during the Revolution, you had the British were siding with some Native Americans, and you'd have the United States colonial power siding with other Native Americans, and so there's always some contested territories.
By 1791, the friction came to a head.
One of the worst military defeats on American soil happened not too far from here, called St. Clair's Defeat, where hundreds of militia, United States colony soldiers, were killed.
It is said that of St. Clair's approximate 1,000 U.S. soldiers, only 24 escaped unharmed. The defeat signaled the young nation would have to exert much more force if it wanted to move west.
One of the problems that they had throughout here were the conflicts between the settlers and the Native Americans. And so it was Anthony Wayne that, relying on the history of the defeats that were out in this area, elected to really try to raise a professional army.
Anthony Wayne became an important figure in this area, and his story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Greenville, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
To harvest a few trees in the woodlot, leave the tractor in the shed and hitch up the horse. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Logging with horses gives you more flexibility and less environmental damage as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Take Living the Country Life magazine with you anywhere and read on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas for your home and acreage. Enjoy over 200 magazines anywhere you want with the Texture app, starting at only $9.95 per month. Just visit texture.com and enjoy Living the Country Life today. Living the Country Life magazine, for families who love living in the country. Visit texture.com to subscribe to Living the Country Life magazine today.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
If you have a woodlot of 10 acres or less, bulldozing your way through it to take out a few trees can do more harm than good. Using horses to haul logs out of the timber allows you to be selective with the harvest and avoid damage to the environment caused by large machinery. Joe Mishka owns a website and publication called Rural Heritage, which is geared to small farmers and loggers who use horse, mule, and ox power. He says horse loggers typically use the powerful draft breeds such as Belgians. The ride horse for the job also needs to be calm, well-broke, and trusting.
That horse really needs to know that it can trust its driver. Likewise, if there is not an accident per se, but if there is a log that shifts or a piece of brush comes up that catches on a horse's harness that puts that horse in danger, that horse needs to be able to be stopped and to be commanded to stand perfectly still while it's untangled.
Mishka says if you give hay rides or use the horses for work on the farm, you may already have some of the basic equipment needed to pull logs out of the woods.
You can do it with as little as a close inspection of your harness and maybe a little bit of beefing up on some of the stress points of your harness, and then buying a heavy-duty logging evener and a good logging chain that has one end with a grab hook and another end with a slip chain, allowing you a lot of flexibility and being able to tie onto a log.
If you'd rather hire someone else to do the logging, Mishka says horse loggers are a close-knit group around the country and can recommend someone in your area. The cost to hire a horse logger varies depending on what the job requires. Learn more about logging with horses and find a directory of professional horse loggers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lord, the light of your love is shining. Today, the crop and livestock combo known as aquaponics. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
On the edge of Camp Verde, Arizona, sits a greenhouse known as the Fish's Garden. B.J. Davis and his wife, Catherine, are the owner-operators. Several fish tanks occupy one end of the greenhouse. Water from those tanks, says B.J., provides most of the nutrients for the greens grown hydroponically in the rest of the facility.
Tilapia is the standard fish that most people grow, but in northern counties of Arizona, Game and Fish will not allow tilapia because they consider it an invasive species. And so we now have koi. We're growing them not for food fish now, but for pond fish.
BJ says they sell 8 varieties of lettuce to local restaurants, and the system uses very little water.
University of Arizona did a study now 2 years ago about Yuma lettuce, and it takes 26 gallons of water to grow a head of lettuce down in Yuma outside. This system takes a little under 4 gallons of water per head of lettuce.
Tomorrow, the economics of aquaponics. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Estate planning is a tough subject, but having a good succession plan is essential to ensure your operation can continue past your lifetime. Bob Cervera with more.
Pam Olson, a lawyer at Klein, Williams, Wright, Johnson & Oldfather, LLP, encourages ranchers to make a succession plan a top priority if they don't already have one.
I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that this is so time-consuming I think one of the difficulties that operators and owners have is taking the time to really sit down and develop a well-thought-out plan.
There's no right way to create a succession plan, but Olson can name a handful of common mistakes producers make. She offers her practical advice, stemming from her childhood growing up on a Nebraska ranch.
Communication is the key for any transition plan to work effectively, and the communication really, wherever possible, needs to go both ways. So the communication is always best if it starts at the owner generation and brings the next generation in where it's appropriate. If you're facing a situation where the next generation really wants to have that conversation, you try to do it at a neutral moment. You come in without an expectation of entitlement, and you try to have as honest a conversation as your relationships will allow you to have.
Most folks wouldn't associate estate planning with creativity, but Olson begs to differ.
Estate planning is fun. It's an opportunity to be really creative, to sit down and visit with people who have an interesting story to tell, an interesting operation to learn about, and always very fascinating family dynamics. And once you have those conversations, you have the ability to create, using really flexible tools, a plan that meets whatever need that family might have.
I'm Bob Cervera.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are you going to give farm?
Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yeah, hey,
Hire a professional. You can duct your...
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Ag Network. Well, we're seeing some good signs in cattle, but everything else seems to be struggling just a bit. May corn is down a half a cent now at 373 and a quarter. July corn down 0.75 cents at 381 and three quarters. Later months are all down. All three of the wheat markets under pressure. May Kansas City wheat is down 1.25 at 467. July is down 1.5 at 486. And a quarter. Soybeans have bounced around a bit to back and forth, both sides have unchanged. May soybeans currently down 1.25 at 1024 and a quarter. July down 1.75 at 1034 and three quarters. Each of the later months is also lower. So not a good day so far for soybeans, although we see some bright spots every once in a while if we can just get them to hold on. May soybean meal is 60 cents lower at 374.40. July is down 90 cents at 376.90. Bean oil is up, though. May bean oil up 9 points currently at 31.55. July is up 9 at 31.81. So a bit of a bright spot in the soy complex, and that would be our soy oil. Taking a look at livestock, as we said, live cattle and feeder cattle doing well. April live cattle up 35, 115.52. June up 20 at 105.50. Each of the later months is in the green. March feeder cattle up 45, 135.37. April up 80 at 135.30. So we're looking at some good signs there. As far as hogs go, the early contract, April hogs down 22 at 57.80, but everything else is green. May hogs up 27 at 65.52. So better news for hogs after we get past the initial first contract. May cotton is up 56 points at 82.34. July is up 49 at 82.71. So cotton is on a bit of a rally today. And crude oil is mixed, but we'll have to call it mostly lower. May crude is down 14 cents at 65.41. June is down 8 cents at 65.33. Mixed numbers in our futures markets here on Tuesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Join L Bar L Angus for their 20th annual bull sale at the Imperial Auction Barn in Imperial, Nebraska on March 29th at 12:30 Mountain Daylight Time. These are performance-tested, registered Angus bulls as well as a pick of 2017 replacement heifers. That's the L Bar L 20th annual bull sale at the Imperial Auction Barn in Imperial, Nebraska on March 29th at 12:30 Mountain Daylight Time. For more information, call 308-387-4454 or visit online at lbarlangus.com.
For bulls that are stout and deep-bodied with excellent disposition, attend the 29th annual Riley, Charlet, and Red Angus production sale Monday, April 9th in St. Francis, Kansas. Selling 70 bulls, Charlet, Red Angus, and Charlet hybrids. Also selling 31 yearling females, 24 top-end Red Angus out of the replacement pen, and 7 hybrids. Increase your cow profits with extra pounds and high carcass returns using Riley bulls. Herd bull EPDs are some of the highest growth and carcass bulls in the Charlet breed. For more information, visit RileyBeef.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and today I want to talk about, thus far, a good year for U.S. corn exports. After this message,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check out us out at WHINK.com.
Occasionally, we get surprises in the world of agriculture, and I certainly did a couple of weeks ago when a story came across Reuters written by Karen Braun. The headline, U.S. corn sales break records, but will demand stay healthy? Came as a surprise to me because I was expecting to see a decline in corn exports. But let me quote the story. U.S. corn merchants have sold in excess of 650 million bushels of corn since early January. Shockingly more than usual for any time of year, and the demand prospects continue to look good as of mid-March with the U.S. product plentiful and priced attractively. This comes despite the earlier doubts from industry analysts that the 2017-18 U.S. export campaign could be as successful as the prior year, and increasing competition from South America and relatively elevated global stocks. But the 650 million bushels of corn sold within the 9 weeks ended March 8th represent more than a quarter of the USDA annual target of 2,225 million bushels. And it's also the largest ever volume of net U.S. corn sales for a 9-week period since records began in 1990. And the story goes on. Just 2 months ago, USDA's forecast called for a much more modest 1,925 million bushels of corn to be shipped during this marketing year. And that would have represented a 16% decline from the previous year. But things are certainly looking up as of late, and USDA has recognized it with a pretty historic adjustment. Back with a final word after this message.
Save big on Mitas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Mitas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through April 30th. Mitas tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative tire branch today.
Speaking of numbers from USDA, a reminder that March 30th, Good Friday, USDA offices will be closed and markets will be closed. That means that reports that would normally come out on Friday will be out Thursday. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Your fields are waiting for spring planting. Getting your hands dirty is the best way to tell if the soil moisture is in the right condition on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Farmers are feeling the itch to start their spring field work. But if the soil is too wet, the pressure from machinery will cause compaction and create a poor seedbed. Check moisture levels in the top 6 inches before any tires roll over it. It can vary from field to field depending on the type of soil. Stanley Solomon is an extension educator at the University of Illinois. He says, with your hands, reach down into the dirt and pull some up.
You squeeze it together and it does somewhat like clump together. But as you open your hand up, it also breaks back apart. It's not a sticky mud ball all stuck together there, and it doesn't just crumble and fall away. So that perfect moisture is actually a zone in there we think about. We just don't want it to be too wet, don't want it to be too dry.
In some cases, tillage may be needed to break up thick residue or alleviate field roughness. Solomon says you will have to weigh the pros and cons because each pass across the field comes at a cost.
If it's too wet, you got big chunks that are really kind of hard to work with. You don't have a real mellow seed bed to go back into. In certain conditions in some soils, you've actually created a compaction layer just underneath or right at where you ran the tillage at. So a lot of guys will look at something that will do a minimal amount of soil movement and soil disturbance, but still maybe trying to move some of the residue around, a strip till type approach or some of those things, maybe a better thing to think about.
Winter can be hard on conservation structures in the field like waterways and terraces. So be sure to inspect and repair anything that will reduce their effectiveness. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for assessing your fields before planting at agriculture.com.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conaway says he is disappointed with committee Democrats for breaking off farm bill discussion on the nutrition title. Conaway says he intends to tie a massive training program for adults to getting food stamps in the future. However, committee Democrats want no change to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Conaway expressed his disappointment during the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas.
I'm not sure they understand exactly what we're trying to do. We're going to spend the next couple of weeks trying to have this conversation with the American people. I've had it with some folks who are typically really strong SNAP supporters that are really nervous about any changes to it. They're really impressed with what we're trying to get done, and I ask them for their support. If they see the language, of course, all that kind of good stuff. But the policies are defendable.
Conaway thinks the changes to the SNAP program within his draft of the farm bill will be supported by Americans.
They're not punitive. They're just good common sense policies that I think most Americans would support. And I think they'll drive the kind of results that we all want, and that is people getting up that ladder of success, getting on their own 2 feet, whatever was going on in their lives, because this involves case management, assessments, all kinds of things that will help them get to the help and the resources they need to be taking care of themselves, and I don't know who would be against that.
The chairman said he plans to move forward with marking up a farm bill in committee, then on to the House floor next month.
I've got to try to get it done in April. Like I said, the floor of the House gets really jammed up with appropriations bills, National Defense Authorization Act, all this kind of stuff. So I got a bit of a window. We're going to have the April 9th baseline will be out. We'll check our bill against that to make sure we're in good shape on the budget neutral issue. If that's the case, then we'll release the language. I'll get it in committee right after that, after everybody's had time to socialize a little bit, and then go to the floor.
The Senate Agriculture Committee started drafting its version of the farm bill within the last 2 weeks. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at wichitarv.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, midamericaagnetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
KNDY.